This is Tim May. I guarantee you what we talk about this afternoon, you'll be talking about tomorrow morning. It's Ben Maryland Live from 3 to 6 on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
621 at WFMD is the Morning News Express on this Tuesday, June 12th. And we are joined by County Executive Jan Gardner in the Morning News Express via the telephone line. Good morning, Executive Gardner. How are you this morning?
I'm well, Bob. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. I guess my first question is a real tough one, and that is, okay, are you giving the, and I'm sorry to hit you with the tough questions right off the bat because time is always limited with us. Are you giving your employees time off to go to the Capitol's parade today?
Well, I think they can take their normal earned time off to go to the CAPS parade today. Certainly Vivian Laxton, who's the communications director for the county, is going. So I think there's a lot of people who will take a day off to go.
All right, so that was the toughest question you've got to answer all morning.
Well, that's the toughest question. I mean, I think a lot of people are excited about the Caps and winning the Stanley Cup, and so lots of people want to go.
I would love to go, except for a couple of things. I don't like crowds, so I don't want to get down there with all those. You know, I'm thinking there'll probably be a million people down there, hopefully.
Probably.
Yep. Flood recovery efforts. I've seen some different numbers about how much it actually is going to cost the county and flood issues. And I know that that's probably an ongoing process. But where do we stand on flood recovery, and where do we stand on people being able to get help if they need help and if there is help out there?
Well, we have estimated damage to county infrastructure, meaning county roads and bridges and so forth, at about $6 million. So far, we have had community indicate damage to residents and businesses of $16 million. The county does have a survey form that is actually on the county homepage, which will be collecting data from residents and businesses up through the 15th, which is the end of this week. And we will then be submitting all of this data to our federal partners to try to get some kind of federal aid. And that could be to help both residents and our businesses recover. So that's where we stand at this point in time. And, you know, we're still in that data collection and application process. Basically, you get a month to, you know, post that you're collecting data, collect it, and then submit it into FEMA. So we're collecting it from the municipalities as well.
You said that was on the website, the Flood Disaster Assistance Hotline. How long does that stay open? I mean, is there a timetable for, and I think you said, you answered that question earlier about how long time people have.
They have till the end of this week, Bob, till the 15th, to fill out a form. And so if there's anybody out there who's had flood damage, even if you've had it covered by your insurance, we want to know about that. So you can come onto the county webpage. It's right on our homepage. It's frederickcountymd.gov, and we'd like to hear how you've been impacted by the storms.
We're talking with County Executive Jan Gardner on Free Talk 930 WFMD, and I'm kind of going through because I was out of the loop a little bit, just kind of reading over some older news of the Freddie County Council adopted an ethics law to kind of coincide changes that were set forth by the state's laws. How does that, I mean, did you have any kind of discussion with that, or is it just something that you said, hey, look, we got to try to get this done, or is this something that was strictly Freddie County Council?
No, we had to comply with the state changes in the state ethics laws. They set some minimums that they want to have in the law, and so it was really non-controversial, and we sent that to the county council to adopt, and I believe they adopted it 6-0-1 with Billy Shreve abstaining.
One of the things that I see, and we're going to take a break after this question, and that is the Monocacy River Board, the river management issue seems like it keeps coming full circle and comes back around. Is that finally getting resolved, or is it now going back to the drawing board?
Well, that's before the county council, and they have not resolved it. Council Vice President MC Keeganair proposed a resolution to adopt with the plan, which would make clear certain statements like the plan did not violate people's property rights. There were no paths in the plan to go across people's properties and a variety of other statements related to a lot of the issues that have been raised. Carroll County has had a public forum in Carroll County and came up with a list of citizen questions and comments, and they asked the River Board to address those. So the River Board also met in the last week, and they have talked about going through that list of questions that came from Carroll County. So it has not been resolved. It is before the county council. It is not before me. As the county executive, I have had no role in the Monocacy River Plan. It was drafted by the River Board, amended by the River Board. It's gone through the Planning Commission and to public hearing before both counties. And at this point, neither county has adopted a final plan.
Now, there will be people who will say that when you make a statement that you have had no input into this, that they believe that you have a lot of influence on this, on how it should be, how it should proceed forward. And are you saying you're completely hands off on this?
I am completely hands off on it. I did not know that the River Board was updating the river plan until they released it. And when they released it and I read it, I did ask for the county to make sure that property owners were notified and that public hearings were held. And so that was my role in the river plan. And so I do not, as a county executive, have a role in drafting it, writing it. It goes through the River Board, the Planning Commission, the County Council. They can all do whatever they're going to do with it. And at the end of the day, my role is limited to either vetoing it or accepting it. That is the role of the county executive in this particular instance. So I have had no role in the writing of this plan.
We'll talk more with the county executive. We've got to take a break for traffic, weather, and news. Coming up on the Morning News Express, a Free Talk 930 WFMD. But now let's get a look.
You're a freak with a microphone.
At WFMD, we continue our conversation with the county executive, Jan Gardner, on the Morning News Express. I got a question, Executive Gardner, from our We're in Kirby Mitsubishi text line. It says, good morning, Bob. Could you ask Executive Jan Gardner about the recent Facebook post that states by the early 2020s, Frederick County will have more seniors than students? How will her budget be redirected to help those seniors versus giving the Board of Education more than half the budget funds?
Well, Bob, that statistic is actually correct. We do look to have more seniors than students in our school system by 2020. We have about 42,000 students in our school system. So what we're planning to do and what people will actually start to see this summer is we're standing up a new senior services division. So we're transitioning our Department of Aging to a senior services division, and we're looking to see how we can engage and take advantage of the opportunities of our more active seniors, as well as expand services to our older and frail seniors. And so you'll see a transition over time to maybe some expanded services, but we'll still see a big investment in public education because we have 42,000 kids show up to school every day. It will still be the largest part of our budget. But we are planning for seniors, and we're planning to, again, take advantage of the opportunities. If you think about it, we will have people retiring in the county who have a lifetime of work experience and knowledge, and we're looking to engage active seniors in meaningful volunteer activity, work, and to bring that knowledge and expertise to bear on our community problems. So we'll continue to have to look at what we have to do there. And one of the things, of course, I'm most proud of in my administration is that we have saved and retained citizens in Montague, and that we're once again providing assisted living to some of our community's residents, and doing that without any money from the general fund.
So then where is that money coming from?
Well, we are operating citizens like a normal nursing home, and we're taking the profits or the revenues from citizens, and we're using that money to provide assisted living at Montague.
But what about the people who are working there? That has to come out of the general fund, right? Because aren't they paid by the county?
No, We're paying a contractor, and the employees are paid through the contract. So basically, when I tell you we're taking the revenue or the profits from Citizen, that's after you pay people. It's after you have your operating expenses. Okay. So we're literally generating a positive balance profit from Citizens and Montague, and we're using that revenue after we paid all the bills to subsidize people at Montague. So it's running as an enterprise fund. It's self-sustaining. It's outside the general fund budget. And so we can really be very proud, I think, in Frederick County that we are taking care of some of our indigent elderly, providing assisted living, and doing it really at no cost to the taxpayers.
Sounds good. We got to take another break. More with County Executive Jan Gardner at on the Morning News Express. You got a question, 301-694-9363. You can zap us a real quick text on that line, the Ren Caribbee Mitsubishi text line, at the same number, 301-694-9363. You can email me, Bob, at WFMD.com. Let's get a look.
Seniors who want to live near children or for other family members. So the council is actually going to workshop that accessory dwelling unit bill this afternoon. They're also going to look at the bike and trail plan this afternoon. And so there's a lot of things happening in affordable housing, but we do have a comprehensive plan for addressing affordable housing in the county.
I want to go back to something real quick that I saw. I mean, and this is probably fairly old, but I still want to kind of, because it's coming to an end here, and that is a septic pump pump-out rebate program, which I have a septic system, but you want to be able to, I'm trying to understand why we have a septic pump rebate program. Is this something that you set aside in your budget? Is this something that comes from funds from somewhere else? And is there still funds available for this?
It is money set aside in the county budget, and it's one way that we can meet our stormwater permits from the state and federal governments. And so we've set aside about, I think, $150,000 to give $75 rebates to encourage people to pump up out their septic systems. So I do believe the program is still operating. So you can, again, go to the county webpage to find out more about that.
All right. Final question. I'm sorry. I didn't want this because I appreciate you not getting into political mode because it is a political season. And, you know, we do have elections coming up. You are unopposed on the Democrat party for the run for the county executive. But there is something I get emails from everybody, and I get them from the Democratic Party all the time, from the State Democratic Party. And I got to ask you, the State Democratic Party constantly sends me emails about how bad Governor Hogan has done for the state of Maryland. Do you agree with the Democratic Party that Governor Hogan has been bad for Maryland? That's what I get about once every other day from the Democratic Party.
I think that's a complicated question that I can't answer in one statement. I mean, we've had good news in Frederick County in terms of some transportation projects. I'd certainly like to see more funding for public education in Frederick County coming from the state. So that's where I am on that. I will say we have early voting this week. It starts on Thursday. It runs for a whole week. It's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at three locations in Frederick County, the Taney Avenue Senior Center, the Thurmont Regional Library, and the Urbana Regional Library. And there's no real excuse for not getting out to vote because you can vote even on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
County Executive Jan Gardner, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
647 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express.
WFMD Sports, a service of Griffith Plumbing. Keep it flowing.